Good morning, this is Bella and Jazz with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner's Twitter account was hacked this week in a strange set of events, leading to his account being renamed after a highly decorated American fighter pilot. Nothing was deleted or posted from the account, however the name was changed to John R. Allison, a US fighter pilot from World War II, and the bio of his profile was changed to Keep Not Moving, seemingly a play on his slogan, Keep Brisbane Moving. After being questioned about this matter, Schrinner stated that X had actually rejected his request to get his account restored, stating that, if anyone has Elon Musk's mobile number, I'd love a quick chat, ideally before his trip to Mars. However, the account has now been restored to Schrinner.
Fortitude Valley will experience traffic and parking changes this weekend due to the James Street Food and Wine Trail on Sunday. Saturday afternoon will see full closures of sections of Robertson Street, while on Sunday the event will close sections of James Street, Fortitude Street, Doggett Street, with one of four lanes of McLaughlin Street shut as well. Police traffic controllers and signage for diversions will be in place. Additionally, weekend closures of stations on the Inner Northern Busway from Queen Street Bus Station to Roma Street Bus Station will continue until late August, occurring each weekend from midnight Friday until 4:30 a.m. the following Monday. All affected bus services will be temporarily redirected to alternative street level stops nearby. More info about road changes can be found on the Brisbane City Council website under Community Service Announcements.
In national news, the Hunter Valley Community Group, Denman, Aberdeen, Muswell Brook, Scone Healthy Environmental Group has won an appeal against the expansion of the Mount Pleasant coal mine in the Supreme Court. The Independent Planning Commission, or the IPC, has approved Mac Energy's request to expand the coal mine, which would have extended the life of the mine to 2048, as well as increasing its output, resulting in an extra 247 million tonnes of coal being mined by 2048. However, the court has decided that the IPC had not adequately considered the impact of the Scope 3 emissions, which are emissions created by burning coal, on climate change. The next step for the environmental group's case is taking the case to the Land and Environment Court to get the expansion approval reversed.
Five women who underwent strip searches at Doha Airport in 2020 have won the right to pursue legal action against Qatar Airways and the airport operator MATAR. In October 2020, airport staff forcibly removed hundreds of women from flights as they searched for the mother of a newborn found in a terminal bathroom. Specific to the suit, officials removed more than a dozen women off a flight bound for Sydney and subjected them to non-consensual gynecological or intimate physical examinations in an ambulance on the tarmac. On Thursday, the full federal court ruled the earlier dismissal against the airline and Qatar Civil Aviation Authority was wrong. Qatar Airways and MATAR have been ordered to pay the legal costs of the appeal. The full federal court upheld the original dismissal of the women's appeal against QCAA due to its immunity as an entity of a foreign state, but has greenlit the lawsuit against Qatar Airways and MATAR, the airport operator.
In international news, a United Nations aid agency has reported that there are 6,000 trucks waiting to enter Gaza carrying food and other aid, but cannot enter. This comes after both the US and Israel both stopped ceasefire talks in Qatar, blaming Hamas for not acting in good faith. Meanwhile, one in five children in Gaza City are severely malnourished. Over 100 aid organisations and many governments across the world, including Australia, have urged Israel to let in more aid to Gaza by increasing the flow of trucks into the Palestinian enclave, as the reported rate from local health authorities of malnourishment and starvation are growing.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 and minimum of 7. Today's low tide will be at 4:30 and high tide at 10:54 p.m. tonight. Higher tides than predicted are expected for low-lying foreshore areas until Saturday. There is no fire danger and the UVB index is predicted to reach 4.6, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for your 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Discover Headlands Revisited at Redland Art Gallery, Middle Street, Cleveland. A bold and nostalgic